Welcome back to Travoltine Presents Easy Riders, hosted by Jeff Sweeney and Stuart Elmore, covering Sarah Cooper, Everything's Fine. Enjoy the episode. And everything was not fine.
So,
everything was bad.
So,
everything was evil.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
So,
please.
Last week's episode, Destination Wedding,
yeah,
was simultaneously more predictive and less predictive than intended. Because halfway through the episode, we all made our guesses on who would be elected president. We were all collectively wrong.
That's right.
However,
yeah,
the whole bit of the episode, which is now probably upsetting to listen to in hindsight,
yeah,
is Pennsylvania played by Cole Bradley in this scenario going to go red or blue? Pennsylvania did go red in the episode.
Pennsylvania did go
red. And that was the state that basically decided the election.
Yeah.
So.
Your home state.
Yeah, my home state. Represent. And yeah.
How are you feeling?
Pretty bad, honestly. And then after all that, we had to cover this movie. Probably the worst / best timing we could have picked to cover this movie.
Yeah.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is a 2020 comedy special movie with Winona Ryder in it that is predominantly about Donald Trump and the 2020 coronavirus pandemic.
Yes.
And it is, I mean this earnestly, maybe the most depressing thing I've ever watched.
Yeah.
Like, I have seen movies about, like, children being abducted and, like, beaten and killed that are less upsetting than this motion picture that we're covering today.
You know.
Because it's not just the subject matter of this movie.
Right.
It's that it's not very funny.
Right.
Like, if it was funny, like, the humor succeeded, I would be a bit more like, oh, okay. Well, you know, feeling bad now, but at least it was a little funny for the time. It's not. It's not very funny for the time.
I went on IMDb to look, because as I normally do, I try to look if there's any cool
there's
trivia.
There's no trivia for this.
There's no trivia. There's not even like general spoofs or anything like that. The only thing I could possibly find is there's one FAQ.
Yes. What is it?
The one FAQ says, "Is there a way to unwatch this?" That is the singular FAQ.
Yes.
And I'm just going to write an answer here.
No.
No.
So, like, where we're picking up with Winona's career at this point is, like, she's really in the Stranger Things sphere. Like, that's just such a time commitment, so she's really not doing much else. Because, like, we talked about Experimenter, which came out right before the first season of Stranger Things. And then since Stranger Things starts, the only thing she's been in is Destination Wedding, which came out in 2017, and then this, Sarah Cooper, Everything's Fine, which comes out in 2020. Mm-hmm. It's filmed over 5 days. Winona probably took one day of filming. So she's really limited in projects right now, aside from Stranger Things. Partially, I think, due to the time commitment of that, and then partially just like due to
COVID.
Yeah, COVID and whatnot.
Yeah.
COVID's ongoing. Which weirdly does open her up for her next movie that we're going to talk about. But we'll get to that when we get to it. But Sarah Cooper, Everything's Fine is, we have to talk about Sarah Cooper for context, who was like an aspiring stand-up comedian, for, you know, the late 2010s and whatnot. And then in 2020 went viral by posting these TikToks where she would lip sync to Trump's coronavirus briefings, where he was saying shit about like injecting bleach and ivermectin or whatever.
Right.
And like they went viral. And there were some of them were moderately humorous.
Yeah.
The joke basically playing on like how kind of effeminate and like ridiculous Trump's like way of talking was.
Yeah.
Was kind of the joke of it.
Right.
And they were like moderately funny at the time.
Because if I played a clip for the audience,
it would just be Trump talking.
It would just be Trump talking. Yeah. So,
but like if you're like scrolling on TikTok, an app I've never downloaded and never will.
Good. But you're still on Twitter.
I'm not actually. I can't write a Twitter. Yeah, it's true.
Whoa.
It's true, right?
Hold on a second.
Yeah. What a story, Mark.
What's the.
Yeah. Crazy, right? I actually have to adjust the end of the episode now because of that.
Why?
I don't know if Travolting will still post on Twitter. I'm just trying to figure that out.
Why are you not on Twitter?
What?
When did you drop it?
The day of the election.
You dropped it the day?
Yeah. It's just
did we talk about this, actually?
We did not talk about this.
But you dropped it at the day
of
the election?
Yeah, it's just like, you know what? I don't need this anymore. And so I deleted the app, and that's that. I still have Blue Sky.
I'm so proud of you.
Blue Sky has like two updates a day. It's great. I open it the beginning of the day. I open it right before bed. I read two tweets, and that's it.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, it's great, right? Anyway.
If you're still on X, then you're supporting Elon Musk.
Yeah, it's true.
And that's really all there is to that.
Yeah, which is why Travolting might stop posting on X.
Yeah. Anyway, back to our Sarah
but
Cooper.
But she's posting these like moderately funny TikToks, and they go viral to a large degree. They're very successful. They kind of make their way around town. Hollywood's completely shut down due to the pandemic.
Yeah.
And eventually they kind of make their way into like the view of, you know, successful stand-up comics such as Maya Rudolph and Natasha Lyonne.
Mm-hmm.
The two of them had just started a production company called Animal Pictures.
Yeah.
And they were looking to like produce stand-up comics, like comedy specials for Netflix specifically.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, Sarah Cooper, you know, funny, going viral, seems of the moment. Mm-hmm. Let's start talking. And so they start talking, and Cooper has this idea where essentially like it'd be a 50-minute long special. And she'd be playing a news anchor who's slowly losing her mind as the new endless negativity of the news gets to her. And winds up under the desk at the end. And that is what they go and they make.
And this is what we needed during COVID.
Yes. This was filmed in August of 2020 over 5 days.
Yeah.
It was released 2 months later, right before the 2020 election.
Yeah. They probably filmed it in an actual news studio.
They filmed it in a soundstage with a lot of COVID-19 protocols.
Good.
In effect.
Yeah. Which they made fun of.
In somewhat like bleak news for this. They had to take 15 minutes ventilation breaks every 2 hours for this, but they were struggling to do so because there was a wildfire that was billowing smoke into the production studio.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? California,
which does
admittedly
escape. Fit with the theme of the movie.
It does.
Yes. Where everything is not fine.
But where it doesn't fit is if they're talking about, I don't know. It seems like they were. Did you feel like they were making fun of the COVID protocols?
I think they were making fun of the COVID protocols less in like
in a light way,
and more of like they were making fun of finding yourself like trying to work through these insane conditions.
Okay,
that's kind of what it felt like to me.
Yeah.
But all this to say, it's like not extremely of the moment comedy. There's really not much in this that is relevant.
Why can't he imagine watching this and finding it funny?
Yeah, like it's not funny now.
It's not funny now, and I
can't imagine all the jokes about Trump that would have been funny in like 2020 aren't funny anymore.
Especially now.
Yeah, especially because he's been reelected.
Yeah.
And all the jokes that aren't about Trump are specifically about COVID. 2020 and things that are happening, like the MyPillow guy, substantial amount of screen time in this.
Played by John Hamm.
And it's like, I don't give a shit about the MyPillow guy anymore.
Yeah, it's old
right?
news. It's
like, I don't care about them.
Yeah. There's a point in like referencing real-time events in your projects and movies if you want to like date it for a particular reason. But when your whole bit is around the current events happening.
And like I want to say like the tagline for this comedy special is a comedy special in 2020. What's the worst that could happen? And I want to say it's clear it's a comedy special. It's not trying to be like relevant in the future. It is trying to be of the moment. So I don't want to like rag on it.
But it's,
yeah,
I can't imagine it being funny in the moment, Jeff.
Yeah, no, because it's just not funny. That's
it's
the
just
problem.
Not funny.
That's the problem.
And so I don't, like, I wasn't, Jeff filmed me multiple times while we watched
this
together.
Yes, he looked very bleak.
And I was struggling. I was struggling to get through this. There was a moment when you, like, checked how long we had, and we had, like, 20 minutes left.
Yes.
Like, 20 fucking minutes.
Yeah, we thought we were almost near the end, and there were 20 minutes left.
I was shook.
And then Stuart got really upset when he we had 5 minutes left, and when Nona had not appeared, and he thought maybe we got punked. But then, no, she did appear. So.
She did appear at the very, very, very
the very end of the thing.
Yeah.
So, like, all this context aside, like, it's a 5-day shoot. I'm sure Winona just did it because she's a liberal and
wanted to work
and wanted to do something like as a fuck you to like Trump and whatnot.
Do we know her politics?
She's liberal leaning. She doesn't really talk about it too much, as far as I'm aware.
I was gonna say, like, I've never, like, even, like, heard Winona, like, even speak out on things. So I don't know. I mean, she was raised by hippie parents.
Yes.
So, you know. She made some comments about Trump administration in 2020.
She's been in a decent amount of, like, left leaning political, you know, television shows.
Yeah.
Like, she's in The Plot Against America.
Yeah, you Googled that too, right?
Yeah. No, she's in The Plot Against America, and she's in Show Me a Hero, which are two television series, like miniseries that come out during her Stranger Things run. They're kind of like the two other projects she does, besides the movies that we talked about.
Yeah. But that's really all I'm seeing right now. Is like in 2020, she made a few.
She doesn't seem like someone who does a lot of, like, speaking out about political causes necessarily.
And hey, that's fine.
Yeah. Like, she's spoken up. We talked about Polyclass and how she was very involved in that.
Yeah.
She supported various, like, Native American causes.
Yeah.
Spoken out against anti-Semitism. She's done stuff.
I might be, like, giving her more credit than she deserves in this, but I have a hunch Winona's the type of person where, like, after she passes away, you find out she's, like, donating to a lot of charities, but she doesn't, like, publicize it.
That, which makes sense.
Maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe she doesn't donate a fucking thing to charity, or maybe she does and it's all just for tax evasion. Like, who knows, right? Mm-hmm. But I get that vibe from her, that she doesn't publicize her charity.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Which is the best kind of charity.
Yes, you shouldn't make it unless you're, like, really trying to, like, you know, draw attention to an organization.
Yeah.
But all that being said, should we just go through the skits, right?
Sarah Koop is a news anchor. Everything's not fine. And she loses her mind at the end. She has a 5-minute scene with Winona.
Yeah. Because, like,
thank you very much for listening.
No. because, like, it is set up that Sarah Cooper is a news anchor. Fred Armisen is her director, who's, like, sitting right off stage in, like, a bunch of hazmat gear. And she goes through telling, like, some basic bad news. They get a phone call from the Donald, or a video call. Cuts to her on a golf course doing her lip sync thing with Trump, talking about various, like, coronavirus measures. It's not particularly funny.
It's not.
I just don't want to hear his voice right now is the problem, right?
Yeah. Like, I don't have a button that has Trump's voice on
like,
it.
I just really don't want to hear it right now. So I was like, all right, well, let's not that.
I thought you were queuing it up. To you do a voice
no, I'm not
impression.
Gonna. I'm not doing the Trump for a little bit.
Yeah, because your wife got mad at you last night.
that's true.
That was not a high and mighty stance you took, Jeff.
Yeah.
Your wife just got mad at you yesterday.
Yeah. No, it's true though.
But I hear you. Yeah,
it's true.
There's a point where, like, the jokes are like, okay,
yeah,
this is not funny anymore.
Yeah, it's not funny anymore. Yeah. But that all happens, and then we cut to, like, a message from the sponsors, who is. Mr. Pillow, because they can't use my pillow.
It's John Mr. Pillow, Hamm
John Hamm in the Mike Lindell costume.
Yeah,
he's talk. All right, my name is Mike Lindell, or whatever he calls himself in this.
This wasn't funny.
This was not funny. John Hamm,
but
kind of funny. Yeah.
But John Hamm is a little funny. Yeah, this bit was not funny.
The bit itself is not funny, but John Hamm is good.
But
in
John
it.
Hamm is good.
Yeah. Like he's really committing to it. John Hamm is inherently
Steve
funny.
Wendell.
Steve Wendell.
Yeah.
He's trying to just sell you pillows, and then he tries to sell you like
a coronavirus vaccine made of pillows that you inject and puts the coronavirus
to sleep,
and then your immune system shanks them in your sleep.
Yes.
Which is like funny as I say it out loud now,
but it's not executed funny.
It's not executed very funny.
And so that all happens.
Like, there's a funny way to execute that bit.
Yeah.
Where it's like you have a person with like literally, if you want to do this for dollars cheap, just have like a person wearing like some kind of a indie costume with a piece of tape that says coronavirus and they're sleeping in bed, and like they wake up. Two indie people with taped immune system holding pillows, and they fucking like strangle them and they shank them as they're going. Yeah. Like, and then it cuts back to John Hamm. It's like, yeah, that's the coronavirus vaccine. Yeah. It's like, that's your bit right there. That's, and it's done for cheap. That's no money, but I would laugh at that.
Yeah.
That little animation bit wasn't funny.
But, after that, we're back to Sarah Cooper at the desk. She keeps saying thumbs up from Fred Armisen, who doesn't have to say much in this.
He doesn't have much to do.
There's like a recurring bit with, or there's a bit where like Trump starts tweeting about the show.
Yeah. And he's like live tweeting the show's comments, but the show is live reacting to Trump's tweets.
But the thing is, and this is a big problem, is that the tweets don't read like
they're not
like Donald is writing them.
Right. Like the Donald.
Yes. The Donald.
Cause they're not good tweets.
He has a very specific way of typing, as he does with speaking.
Yeah, Covfefe.
Yeah, Covfefe.
Covfefe.
Covfefe may be the only funny thing he did during his first term. But, like...
Isn't it sad to say first term? You can't say his only
term. Yeah, you can't say term. You can't say during his time as president. Right? Yeah. But anyway, like, he has a very specific way of typing and talking. And if you're gonna do it, you have to nail it. Mm-hmm. You can't just like half-ass be like it. They're like, he doesn't type with like LULZ, like lulls. It's not how he types.
No,
don't put that shit in there.
And like the all caps, you have to really utilize.
Yes,
you have to utilize like,
because he's stop the count.
He's the boomer.
Yeah,
like you have to think of it as a boomer on Facebook, but on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it like Gen X.
Yeah.
Got a phone.
Yeah,
like. Gen X would be like your parents posting on Facebook. My son just turned 29. LOL. Love you. Love you, son.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work. Whereas a boomer, it's like you type in your Facebook status, how to grill hot dog.
Yes. Like, how to grill hot dog.
That's a boomer on Facebook.
Yes. Like, so that bit's not funny. We're now 3 for 3. Bits aren't funny. The next one is a admittedly funny concept. Which is QVC, but it's QAnon VC. Aubrey Plaza, which I like that as a concept where that's like funny, like QVC, but it's QAnon. But instead, the skit is
her constantly teasing that they are QAnon and she is talking to the storm god or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Is QAnon believe in a storm god?
No, I don't think so. So they do believe in like the storm is coming.
So are they trying to mix in like cult like beliefs with QAnon and like
equate like QAnon is ostensibly a cult.
Yeah, totally.
Remember QAnon?
You say that like they're a past thing. Are they?
I know. I haven't heard about them in a while. Is it because they're in too deep, right? Is that what's going on?
How are they doing?
I don't know. Are they too deep in the system now for us to know about them?
Remember before QAnon when Anonymous was a thing?
Anonymous is still a thing.
Yeah, but like...
They aren't really like doing much.
I was like, what, have you heard of any Anonymous stuff going on
Anonymous
lately?
Would hack like...
Weren't they the good hackers?
That was their what they positioned themselves as. But so it's like... Which I'm like, oh, this is like a funny concept. Let's see what they do with it. Instead, they give us 3 dolls that they're selling.
Right, that they...
Of Kellyanne Conway...
I think Melania
Trump. I don't know who the third one is. Oh, it's Ivanka.
Okay. Trump.
And it's just like, it's like an actual doll. Looks like an American Girl doll with Sarah Cooper's face, like nightmarishly rotoscoped onto the doll.
Yeah.
And she just does impressions of the three of them, or she does lip syncs of them.
They do the classic Kellyanne Conway alternative facts.
Yes.
Bit.
Ivanka, I can't even remember what that was.
I don't think they do anything for Ivanka.
They do something for Ivanka.
Oh.
I can't remember what it was.
Probably fell asleep.
But it's not funny, and actually it's just like nightmarish to look at, upsetting.
I'm so sorry for the audience having to listen.
Yeah,
to
just
us
listening
talk
to us talk about this.
About this,
we're gonna get through. We're almost done.
We're 20 minutes in.
Yeah, there's nothing funny in this, right?
There's nothing funny.
No, there's one thing that's funny.
There's one.
The next
bit's
kind of funny. The next bit. But the cube, it ends with Aubrey Plaza essentially announcing that
666.
Yes, call 666666 to get these, and then she's like, "I'm not actually the real QAnon." She runs off the stage. And then the next episode or the next bit is the weather report, which is Maya Rudolph, who is always funny. When is she bad? The answer, never.
She's usually pretty funny.
Yeah. Because in this skit, her, like, there's a cat walking on the table right now, which is why we're.
That's
like,
okay.
Yeah. No, it's very cute.
It's Piper. Piper.
But,
girly.
But, Maya Rudolph essentially gives the weather report, and the joke is that every day the weather is radically different.
Yeah, it's
and
like,
she's just like, "Hi, I'm Maya Rudolph," and so it's like 100 degrees this day, and the next day it's like negative 40, 20, negative 200, a balmy 78, but with a meteor coming down.
And then she has like a spiral. It's like, didn't we tell you that the world was coming to an end?
Yeah.
Like,
It's admittedly like I can't really do it justice because I can't do a Maya Rudolph impression.
Yeah, right. I can't either. But it's like it's a climate change bit.
It's a climate change bit. But even more that it's just like Maya Rudolph just yelling crazy weather at the screen, which is funny. And I had like one or two chuckles during this.
I didn't chuckle, but she wasn't unfunny.
Yeah, she wasn't unfunny. But she quits during the thing. Mm-hmm. There's like a video call with Megan Thee Stallion who twerks at the camera.
Yes.
There's call a twerking me Jeff session. The Unamused.
Wait, just a fucking minute. Okay. I had to look for the button there.
Yeah. The next thing is there's a live interview with Ben Stiller.
Who's playing a robot?
8008S, which for those who didn't have calculators in middle school, it spells boobs.
Yeah.
Because this movie is very relevant.
Yeah.
Who's playing a robot executive of a tech company?
It's supposed to be like kind of Elon Musk.
Yeah. Elon Musky, who gets fired halfway through the interview for making unwanted sexual advances towards a printer.
Am I crazy in thinking there was at one point like Elon was kind of like popular?
Yeah, no, Elon was very popular in the 2010s.
I was going to say like
people liked him.
Even in like 2020, he was still popular because he wasn't like full out Trump.
Yeah, he voted for Joe Biden in 2020.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
And now he's a full Trumpy.
Yes. He's going to have a substantial position of power in the United States government. yeah. Think about that. Think about that.
I don't want to think about it. All right.
There's like some bit where Jane Lynch is a baker named Karen.
Oh, right.
Which leads into a documentary narrated by Whoopi Goldberg about the history of Karens.
That could have been funny.
Could have been funny. But I'm just
it wasn't.
Who cares about Karens? My God.
Karens are always funny. But because there's like, you could take the Karen bit and go fucking buck wild with it. And they don't go buck wild with it. They go to the very neutral medium stance.
Mm. It's fine. It's whatever. There's the most upsetting bit of this, which is like they go to Access Hollywood for a bit.
Oh.
And it's Sarah Cooper, Dame Helen Mirren, and Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye.
Yeah, this is bad.
Doing the entire Access Hollywood tape. Between Trump and Billy Bush.
And if you think, they're doing just the grab her by the P word thing.
No, they do the whole thing.
They do the whole fucking thing.
It's like a 5-minute long segment of them just lip syncing the Access Hollywood tape. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to go buy a gun and shoot myself. No, I'm not going to do that.
This is
non-actionable.
Most unfunny bit. It's the opposite of funny.
Yeah.
It's like revolting to kind of watch it because it's like it's depraved. But not in a way, Piper. Sorry.
She's being good. No, just checking out. I need you to relax. Stop. He's playing with the cat right now. Stop. Okay. This is good content.
All right. It's my cat. She loves playing.
She does.
She gets up in your face. So yeah, it's so unfunny.
Yeah, it's just like I don't want to listen to this.
I don't want to listen to it. It's gross. It's also like. I don't like the word triggered, But like, especially right now,
yeah,
right now, that clip is triggering.
Yes,
because it's like it was triggering at the time when it first came out, yeah. And you're like, oh my god, that guy might be the next yeah. president, and then he was. Now it's like, oh my god, didn't we learn our fucking yeah, mistake?
He's the next president.
He's the next president
again.
Again. Fuck. This is the worst time to talk about this. No, fucking...
I for the listener at home, you can skip this episode.
Skip this episode. The title for this episode is Sarah Cooper, Everything's Fine, parentheses, just kidding, everything's not fine. Skip this episode if you don't want to be depressed.
basically, at that point, like Sarah Cooper's show is wrapping, is getting near the end. She goes and meets Satan, played by Marissa Tomei, who's like running the studio.
Yes.
Tells Sarah Cooper she has to get back out on stage. Sarah Cooper goes on stage, has a mental breakdown.
Gets under the desk.
Crawls under the desk.
And then
where she finds, in what I think is actually a good joke, she finds another news anchor under the desk who's been living there for 4 years.
Since the last election.
Yeah. Who also had a mental breakdown and crawled under the desk and has just been living there. Played by Winona Ryder.
Yes.
As Lacey Groin. See, it got a little chuckle from you.
You
me saying Lacey Groin. And it's just been known to be on. So I've just been down here for 4 years. What's going on? I like the idea that she's been like camped out under this desk for a while. I said, can you massage my foot? It's getting real cramped, atrophy.
Muscle atrophy, yeah. And then she explains what's been going on the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And rather than explain it, she does like the...
Yeah,
like she does like gestures,
yeah.
And Winona does gestures back, like God,
no,
oh my god,
yeah.
And that somewhere in the middle of while that's happening, it cuts to John Hamm as Steve Wendell going, "Ha!"
Yeah, and then it just cuts back. And I don't know why it happens, but it is actually broke Stewart. He thought it was like water really in the desert funny. For him. It's like he'd been walking through the desert for 5 days and he found an oasis and got like one sip of water.
It was just like, please, no, ha!
Yeah, it really got him. That's the only time he laughed.
Equivalent to
movie.
The Looking for Richard bit of like Al Pacino going, "Ha!"
After that, like Sarah Cooper gets back on the desk. The next four shows of the night cancel, and she has to cover all of them. And then at the end, she runs out of the studio, looks into the sky, and there's a meteor coming for the Earth. And that's the end of the movie.
Thank fucking God.
Yeah.
Thank
right?
fucking that's God. It. I never wanted to do this ever.
Not very
again.
Funny. Not successful. Winona's like she's just. Doing the scene's not really that funny. I like the concept, but
directed by Natasha Lyonne.
Yeah, directed by Natasha Lyonne.
Who you all know.
What did you think? Is Winona like, she's doing her job in that scene, I think, right? I don't know what she's there's not her, really much to
there's
say.
There's not
right?
much to say. I think she's just she's like you said, she's doing her job.
Like she's not phoning it in.
She's not phoning it in.
The scene just isn't that funny, but
she's incapable of phoning
yeah,
it in.
Yeah. She's doing the like the little it's fine.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah, I mean,
I have nothing more to
comedy add. Special comes out October 27th. Actually gets decent enough reception. Gets a few chuckles, some laughs, decent reviews.
Who?
I do think like if we had to cover this in 2020, we'd maybe like be like, it was all right. That's probably where we'd be.
I don't think so, man.
I really don't think so. I don't think we would have been this depressed is the
point. Maybe because it's the election time and it's yeah. like
I think if we had covered this in 2020 or early 2020, we would have said, it's not very funny, but it's fine. I think that would have been our reaction.
Because we probably, I don't know, what, do you think we'd be more optimistic like Joe Biden's going to win the election?
Or like he has just already won. Like,
or he just has, yeah. And we would have been able to laugh at it. And
yeah, like we would have been like, oh, some of this is like, whatever. It's not like that successfully funny, but you know.
Whereas with us recording this on November 10th, it's just not funny.
Yeah, it's just straight up not funny.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
maybe I'll give I'll give it some credit that maybe the timing of us covering it.
The timing of us covering it is possibly the worst timing ever.
Yeah.
The second I realized what this was right after the election, I'm like, oh no. But that's Sarah Cooper. Everything's fine. Don't watch it.
Don't watch
You've got,
it.
You have all the time in the world.
If you want to, which I, we, again,
it is on Netflix.
It is on Netflix.
Yeah.
The only place you can watch it.
The only place you can watch it. I had to make a Netflix. I have not had a Netflix account for a while because there's just nothing on there I was watching. I had to get a Netflix account again to watch this.
But then right after you got a Netflix account, after we finished it, you found a few things you actually think you would watch.
Yeah, there's some things I want to watch on Netflix.
Yeah.
Anyway. I think that's it.
I have nothing more.
Yeah, nothing
to
more
add.
To add.
I'm so done.
So thank you for listening to this episode on Sarah Cooper, Everything's Fine. Much love to you and all your families. Hope you continue to feel well. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on for this show. Reminder, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube. Pop into the Reddit, r/Travolting. You can find us on Instagram, @TravoltingPod. We're, in theory, also on X, Blue Sky, and Threads as...
Is Travolting still on X?
I mean, it still is. I might not update it going forward, but it's still there.
Yeah.
But for the time being, just, you know, check us out on Instagram. And thank you so much for listening. And special thanks to Rebecca Johnson for the graphic design, Michael Van Bodegum Smith for the theme music. Have a great rest of your week, folks. Check in next week for our episode on Winona's first starring role in over a decade, Gone in the Night.